2, the King's Ministry. In our earlier studies, we noted two marked certainties. One, that Jesus began his ministry as a preacher and a gospel preacher, a fact of very great significance for Mark. Furthermore, his great forerunner was quite distinctively designated as a preacher, while when sent out as the Lord's representatives, the 12 also were commanded to preach. Two, we noted that teaching was a central part of the Lord's work. Instinctively, his disciples and the people saw him as a rabbi, Mark 9:5. Though Jesus differed radically from the recognized rabbis in that he chose his own disciples and, to his listeners' amazement, spoke authoritatively. Chapter 1, verse 22. It might seem, in fact today it does seem, that preaching is a marginal activity of little lasting consequence. This serious misunderstanding was met by Jesus in the first of two long passages on assurance. Chapter 4, promising an ultimate harvest from sowing the seed of the word. Chapter 13, promising ultimate security for the elect in days of distress and persecution. The pattern of ministry set by the Lord, preaching and teaching, was followed by the apostles in their ministry, as the Acts of the Apostles confirms. But now I want to fill a rather big gap with the story of Legion, chapter 5, 1 to 20. For an impression is sometimes given that only Christian ministers and evangelists can exercise this spoken ministry. Well, Legion has something to say about that. For in his story, significant realities can be hidden by perfectly proper English translations. Listen then to the Lord commanding Legion, now wonderfully set free, to remain with his own people, lest a Christ-rejecting society be left without a witness. Go home and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. Quite simple, isn't it? Go home and tell. He began to tell. Except that in the original, the first tell, verse 19, is used elsewhere in the New Testament for announcing the church's missionary message, as in Acts 17:30, Acts 26:20, to take two examples. And in the original, the second tell is the usual word in the New Testament for preaching the gospel. So Legion was a missionary after all, though by staying at home as a living witness to the power of his Saviour. No suggestion here, then, that gospeling is to be done exclusively by the minister. Let all the redeemed of the Lord tell what Jesus has done for them, even in tough and resistant areas such as the Decapolis. All of us are preachers of the gospel.